All right, I'm going to call this matter to order. It is, November the 8th, 2016, at about 10 till 10 in the morning. We are starting early by agreement of the parties. We're at the William P. Clements Building in Austin, Texas. This is SOA docket number 473-16-5823.WS. PUC docket number 46120. City of Midlothian's notice of intent to serve area decertified from Mountain Peak Special Utility District in Ellis County. My name is Stephen D. Arnold. I'm the administrative law judge assigned to hear this matter. I'll begin by taking appearances first for Midlothian.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Paul Gonzalez with Davidson Troilo Reeman Garza for the City of Midlothian. And with me here today are the City Manager, Christopher Dick, and the Director of Utilities, Michael Adams.
Very good. And y'all don't need to stand up when you talk. Mountain Peak, please.
Your Honor, Leonard Dougal with Jackson Walker on behalf of Mountain Peak Special Utility District, and my associate, Mallory Beck, is here also.
Very good. And Commission staff.
Good morning, Your Honor. Sam Chang on behalf of Commission staff.
Very good. I really think we've only got one thing to address this morning. I, having said that, I recognize there are some pending discovery disputes, some of which have worked their way through the process and are ready for the issuance of an order, others that are still working their way through the process. For those that have worked their way through the process, I'll be issuing an order shortly. The others, we'll just see how they work out. The only thing it seems that we have to address today is a procedural schedule. Is that in conformance with?
Well, Judge, I think the procedural schedule's a function of whether or not we get any documents from the City of Midlothian. So, as you know, the case involves, you know, whether or not any of our properties rendered valueless or useless. We've propounded discovery on the city, and to date, we've produced 3,000 documents to the city, and we've gotten literally zero documents from the city. And I believe the city wants an expedited procedural schedule, but until I get documents from the city, I don't see how I can do that.
Likewise, Judge Arnold, we have several in those motions to compel. Okay. Here, this is a matter in which the owner of the information, the incumbent utility that was decertified, knows what property it has and it doesn't have, and for us to be able to formulate our arguments and present testimony, we need that information from them, and they've raised various objections, and I think all three of them have been teed up through motions to compel and responses, the last of which was filed yesterday. And just to clarify something, in our responses, we did provide substantive responses, including references to public records that were appropriate. So I just want to clarify that we did not produce zero. we also.
I got no documents, Your Honor, but maybe there were references.
Okay, we're not here to discuss the status of discovery requests at this point, although we may segue into that in a minute.
Okay.
Your Honor, there was also a joint expedited motion of Midlothian and Mountain Peak filed back in August 2023 for the suspension of a requirement to file appraisal reports. The staff responded on August 29th, neither supporting nor opposing the request. The Mountain Peak and Midlothian subsequently filed a Rule 11 agreement. This is where, you know, we have this statutory 90-day process, which has a benchmark at 60 days. And since this is obviously all of that's been deferred,
It seemed to me when I was reading the preliminary order that the commission basically did away with the need, at least in this phase of the hearing, to file the appraiser's reports, because quite frankly, all we're here to determine is what property those appraiser's reports would evaluate. I think probably obviously I can't speak for the commission, but I can kind of speculate. They felt that it wasn't necessary to rule on that motion, given the posture of the case that they teed up in the preliminary order. That's certainly the way I felt about it. If you'll think differently, let me know. But we've got a very narrow case that we've got to decide here. It sounds to me like you all are not in a position to come up with a procedural schedule until you have discovery. Of course, one of the things the commission tasked us with, us meaning SOA, is to let you all conduct appropriate discovery, have a hearing, and then come up with a PFD. They also wanted this handled in an expeditious manner. I think right now there are three sets of discovery, all sets of that have objections filed. Only one of those has a motion to compel and a response to the motion to compel. Is that correct?
No, they're all teed up with a
all
motion and a response, respectively, in each of them.
Yes, all three of them.
The last of which actually was filed just before 3 o'clock. There's an inadvertent error, and it was a response by Mountain Peak, and the description on the PUC interchange for item 32.
Is that Cursava?
Correct. the description's off, but the pleading is correct. That's underneath there. That's their response to the Midlothian motion to compel responses to the second set of RFIs and RFAs.
Okay. I told my administrative assistant to call the PUC and move that to the correct case. I hope they aren't moving it now. You might want to contact the PUC and countermand my orders.
We'll clean it up. Your Honor, I have a hard copy of it, if that would help.
No, I've got it here. I'm just, bear with me as I run through this. Okay, objections of Midlothian to Mountain Peaks first. Then you've got a motion to compel. Mountain Peaks objections to Midlothian's first. This would be so much easier if you all didn't start with the same letter. Midlothian's response to the motion to compel, so that's teed up. Midlothian's motion to compel, and then we've... Okay, so everything's teed up, and it's all worked through the process. So we got three sets. I'm going to do everything I can to have an order issued by mid-next week on those. If I can get it done sooner, I will. If I happen to delay just a little bit, I apologize. The commission wants this thing done quickly. I think that once I issue my orders, we're going to ratchet up the discovery response deadline. We're going to cut it all in half. You got 10 days to respond, you got 5 days to object, 3 days for a motion to compel, 3 days for a response. I'm going to want a joint filing from you all after you see what comes in response to whatever I rule on these first three. I'm going to give you a week to look at what comes in, and I want you to tell me how much more discovery you need. At the same time, I'm going to want you all confer with staff and come up with a procedural schedule, because unless you say I want 4,000 additional RFIs and 30 depositions, I'm probably going to go with your estimate of what discovery you need, because you all know better than I do what's necessary. Bearing in mind that we want this thing resolved quickly. Does that work for you all?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to handle today?
Nothing on my list, Your Honor.
No, this is we're appreciative that that this was filed in July 1st. It's a city park. It's got a public use that is being affected by the new procedures the commission have imposed, and we'd like to help this proceeding move as quickly as practical.
Yeah, and I think everybody here is of the same mind that we're not going to let any grass grow under our feet in this process.
Well, and Your Honor, to respond to Mr. Gonzalez, we propose that to the PUC this be dealt with in a single hearing rather than this bifurcated process, and that would have frankly gotten him to the goal line much faster, and for whatever reason the PUC declined to do that.
We are where we are. We don't need to go over that. We don't need to replow that ground. We're going to take this case as it stands. We're going to process it. We're going to get it to the commission and let them issue a decision. Y'all, I appreciate it, and I think I may have a little bit of work to do. Thank y'all so much. This matter's concluded.